My name is John Erling. Today's date is September 16th, 2014. Sheriff, state your full name, please.
George Ninford Wayman.
And your date of birth?
August 5th, 1923.
That makes your present age?
91. I was born where the crow flies, about 7 miles northeast of here, on Dogie Creek, North Dogie. It's about 7 miles southwest of Burbank.
There was a house there, I suppose.
Yeah, there was a house there. It wasn't a very good one, but there's a house.
Tell us where we're recording this interview.
At my home
here
in Fairfax.
In Fairfax, Oklahoma. Joining us is Holton Payne, and the two of you have been friends for a long time. Holton, your date of birth and your present age.
April the 25th, 1927. I'm 87.
And where were you born?
Well, out in the country on Little Beaver Creek, 2 miles from where I live.
On the banks of a creek or in a home or where?
Well, in a home, but it's on the banks of the creek.
We're here to discuss one of Oklahoma's most famous unsolved crimes. From the book, The Mullendore Murder Case by Jonathan Quitney, he opens up by saying, "The Osage dwarfed its settlers as if they lived in the palm of a great hand. And as Sheriff George Wayman stood near the entrance of the Crossbell Ranch that September day in 1970, he could almost feel the fingers of the hand closing in. This was the day E.C. Mullendore would be buried." We're here to tell the story of the Mullendore murder, also called Murder at the Crossbell, which is the name of the Mullendore Ranch. The murder took place on Saturday, September 26th of 1970. Sheriff, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You were the sheriff of Osage County for how many years?
Well, I was in the office 35 years. 4 years as deputy, 7 years as undersheriff, and 24 sheriff.
Then when World War II breaks out, you served our country.
Yes, sir.
Where did you go?
Well, I went from here to Fort Knox, Kentucky, for basic training, from there to Baltimore, Maryland, and from there to Virginia, loaded on a ship and landed in North Africa, Casablanca, North Africa.
And what battalion were you with?
I went over as a replacement. I was with the 645th Tank Destroyers.
It was there that you won the Bronze Star for valor.
Yes.
You knocked out a Nazi panzer tank. So then you were discharged in 1945, and then you were reactivated during the Korean conflict.
That's right.
Then you fought in the well-known Battle of Pork Chop Hill. Several movies have been made, of course, about that. After the Korean War, you return here to Osage County.
Yes, sir.
How did you get into law enforcement?
Well, I was trying to ranch and wasn't doing a good job of it, didn't have much money. After I got back from Korea, I went to work roughnecking in an oil field, and I didn't like that very much. And we got a new sheriff here, and I decided I wanted to try it, and I went over to Hominy. He was from Hominy. And I went over and interviewed for the job, and he hired me. And I worked this west side by myself for 11 years.
What was his name?
Dick Streetman.
So then you worked as a deputy?
Under him. Mm-hmm.
I guess you were chasing bootleggers and all sorts of things in the early 50s.
Yes, sir.
You could write a book about just that part of your life.
Yes, sir.
So then you were promoted to undersheriff.
Promoted undersheriff.
And then?
He died in office, and I was appointed sheriff. I ran in 66 and had four opponents, and I won it without a runoff. And then I ran 9 times altogether. Had opponents the last race I had.
But prior to that, you didn't have any?
Didn't have any. First time in history.
Well, you had earned a great reputation. You also recognized as the best sheriff's department in Oklahoma by both the state legislature and the Professional Policemen's Association. In fact, you started getting phone calls from people around the country asking for help with investigations.
Yeah, I had an old rancher friend over in Noble County. Somebody stole his cattle over there. He told the sheriff over there, "Get a hold of the sheriff over in Osage County and come over and help you catch him. You can catch him."
What do you think it was about you, that you were just more intense, ready to work it than other people?
No, you got to like what you're doing. I was fortunate, you know. I had a little experience in the ranching business, and I had a little experience in the oil field business. And then this natural experience in life, all that comes in handy. and you got to know people. And I knew about everybody on this west side, where they lived and their kids and everything, you know. I was well known on this side of the county, but I wasn't well known on the east side of the county. So when I got to be sheriff, I started concentrating in Pawhuska and in Hominy and Skiatook, where I wasn't known very well. And I spent a lot of time down there and got acquainted, and then I had a lot of friends around over the county because I was president of the Roundup Club here for several years, and a lot of those people from them areas came over to rodeos, and I got acquainted with them. I knew a lot of people. The natives of Pawhuska, when they ran against me at Pawhuska, and one from Skiatook and one from Winona. So I had a pretty field opposition from all over the county. I surprised myself. I had friends here tell me, you ought to spend some time over here. I said, boy, I was raised over here. I got to get over where people don't know me when I was campaigning.
And so you won that last election.
I won every one of them run.
Right. You've never lost an election.
Never lost. Now, I did after I retired. I lost two for mayor here, and I got elected once, and they beat me, and I ran again, and I won again. So, yeah, I've lost elections, but not in the sheriff's office.
President Jimmy Carter invited you to the White House following your efforts in solving the deadliest gangland-style bombing and murder in Oklahoma history, which was in 1964 when Muskogee Police Chief Earl Newton's car was blown up. Then a few days later, the offices of the local newspaper, the Tahlequah Press, were dynamited, followed by the office of the Cherokee County District Attorney. And so you solved that. But we have another story to talk about here. So you were with the president in the White House?
Yeah, I had lunch with him.
And how was that?
I don't know what we had to eat. It was so fancy, but it was good.
That Roundup Club that he's talking about, now, it was something else. How many races would you run down there, George?
Oh, I don't remember. There's a lot of them.
It was Fairfax Roundup Club, and it was quite a place.
We had the largest amateur rodeo in the country. The first one started roping steers. We even roped deer. Had a deer roping.
Well, you had to be quick for that one, didn't you? Huh?
Yeah, but you know what? They'd put me in penitentiary today for doing that.
Why?
Cruelty to animals.
They put you in the penitentiary?
Yeah, for putting on that deer rope, and they would today. I
said. Oh, they would today, right?
They would today, not then, but today they would.
How did you round up deer to even bring them to the Roundup Club?
Well, ex-governor of Oklahoma was over there at Ponca. Marlin, he had deer out there.
Was that E.W. Marlin?
Yeah.
The governor, okay.
And there was a fellow here who helped us as a rodeo. He was friend of Marlin's. So when they settled Marlin's estate, why, we got to talking about, why, what about putting on a deer roping? So he said, I think I can find the deer. So we trapped those deer and hauled them over here.
That would have been fun to have seen that.
About all I remember about it was the first deer, Merle Davis was the first roper. He roped that deer. And when he went to meet him, that deer met him. It's all 4 feet right in his belly. Forgot who won it. And I was talking to Henry Heinsinger down here, all back at the barber shop, and he told me, he said, well, I won that roping. I'd forgotten who won it, but Henry won it.
This was quite a place. It had a fence, how tall, 6-8 feet tall?
Yeah, we done that for the deer. Hold him deer.
So then the deer were released to the wild, I suppose.
No, I'll tell you what happened to the deer. We put on a barbecue every fall after the rodeo was over. And what we didn't lose, we barbecued. We had deer all over the hill out there at one time. They got out on us.